Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback. 6 minutes after 8 a.m. There's a lot for us to talk about today. There's a ton of things for us to get to today. I want to talk more about the bullying issue. We just had a great conversation with Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd about the arrests that he has made in a cyber bullying and stalking, aggravated stalking case. I want to talk more about that. We are also scheduled to talk to an expert in the field of medications and the side effects that happen. You know, the interesting thing that happens is, you know, watch TV in the evenings, right? Watch the evening news, that kind of stuff. And tell me that you don't see commercial after commercial after commercial about this medication, that medication, this does that, that does this. And it's brutal, you know, all the and what's funny is in a minute spot, you'll see 15 seconds of them telling about how great the medication is and what it can do for you. And then the next thing, you know, the last 45 seconds of the commercial is about all the side effects.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like,
that
oh,
can kill you.
Yeah, this side effect will happen to this and that. And then, you know, how do you make the determination of whether or not you take the medication to fix the problem or you suffer all of the various side effects? So on the phone with us is Dr. Pam Marquez, who is an expert and has written a book about just this, the fact that sometimes the side effects of these medications can be dangerous. And then when you combine it with other medications, oh, man, now you're really asking for trouble. Doctor, thank you very much for calling into the program. Thanks for being with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What part of the world are you in this morning?
I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, so I'm assuming it's not freezing right there where you are right now, is it?
No, it's raining.
Well, okay, so it's a little drizzly here, but we're at like 38 degrees right now here in Wisconsin, so thanks. All right, so talk to me a little bit. How is it that you got into the field of researching and exploring what side effects medications have to us and the potentially devastating results? How'd you get into that?
Well, I've been a pharmacist for 20-plus years, and the main thing that pharmacists do is interact and educate their patients about the 20,000-plus medications that are on the market. And so, you know, you begin to realize that patients are experiencing side effects. And my job as a pharmacist is to ensure the patients stay on their drug regimen so that they can become healthy. That's why we have these medications. But with every medication, there's some side effects. And so you also sometimes have to manage these side effects. Some side effects are very severe, but some are very mild and can be managed with over-the-counter products. But what's interesting to know is 50% of the U.S. population is on at least one prescription medication.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about side effects, there's a lot of Americans facing side effects, and we want to encourage them to talk to their pharmacist about how to manage these side effects.
So when an individual goes to one doctor and gets a prescription, let's say for blood pressure, and they go to the doctor and says, hey, your BP is a little high. We're going to give you this. Take it at this regimen, blah, blah, blah. And then maybe a few months later or a couple years down the line, they have something else that goes on, and they get a prescription, and they go, let's say, to a different pharmacist to get it, and they don't think about saying, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm also on this medication. How do you resolve that? How do you deal with that?
Well, you always interact with the patient every time they're in your pharmacy, and we certainly ask them, do you go to other pharmacies? Do you go to other physicians that we do not have a record of? Because it's our responsibility to coordinate that care and get all the information from the patient, not only on the other physicians that they're seeing, but even over-the-counter products that they may be taking.
Mm-hmm.
Because our job is to check for interactions for everything that patient is taking and to ensure the safety and welfare of the American public. So it's extremely important that you have a personal relationship with your pharmacist and that you only go to one pharmacist so you can build that trust and rapport, and you can call the pharmacist when you have a question. Because when we talk about these side effects, some people, like you said, let's just say someone who's taking a blood pressure medicine, if they begin the medication, sometimes the side effects are very discomforting and they will just stop taking the medication, or they stop taking it correctly. And GlaxoSmithKline actually commissioned a survey to look at the most common surveys that or the common side effects that people were experiencing that made them stop taking their medication or want to stop taking their medication.
Mm-hmm.
And alarmingly, what they found was that 1 in 3 of those that were surveyed had completely stopped their medication. And when you're talking about blood pressure, that's very dangerous. Stop their medication because of one side effect specifically, and that was dry mouth. And so we began to look at dry mouth, and dry mouth can be easily remedied with an over-the-counter product called Biotin. It happens to be the number one pharmacist-recommended over-the-counter remedy for dry mouth. And we want to talk a lot about that because dry mouth is listed on many medication side effect profiles.
Sure.
You mentioned high blood pressure. It's a side effect. Diabetes, high cholesterol, antidepressants, antihistamine. So a lot of the highly used categories that we see here in America, dry mouth is one of the side effects. And so we want to encourage your listeners to talk to your pharmacist about relieving that symptom of dry mouth.
What is the most common interaction with medications that you see? I'm thinking, you know, there's some of us that don't take any over, you know, don't take any prescription medications, but, you know, we'll get a cold or the sniffles, a sore throat or something. We'll take an over-the-counter medication. With something that's that common, what are some interactions there that we need to be aware of and be careful of?
Well, we'll go back to your high blood pressure. For patients who are on high blood pressure medicine, they have to be very, very cautious about taking over-the-counter decongestants
mm-hmm.
because that raises your blood pressure. When you look at antihistamines, you have to be very, very cautious for people who may have glaucoma or something like that. So that's why it's so very important to ask the pharmacist when you're buying an over-the-counter product and tell them, you know, what conditions you have and what medications you're on so that they can give you a personal consultation on what you're about to purchase over-the-counter because it truly is an individual consult for whatever conditions you have and whatever medications you're on.
Now, you also have you've recently put a publication out that talks more, obviously, much more in depth about this. How can we get a hold of that? How can we get read more of your expertise and your information?
Well, there is a lot of information on Biotin.com about dry mouth specifically, and I encourage your listeners to go there to look at the dry mouth quiz to see if they're experiencing that. And the interactions or the side effects that come from different drug categories, that would be a great resource for your listeners.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for being on the program with us. Thanks for looking out for us and giving us some great advice. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Seth.
Have a great rest of your day. All right, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News Feedback. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about, the budget, the government shutdown that came to us, a resolution. Can you call it that? But first, I do want to get into the subject of bullying. I think it is very, very important. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, will take your phone calls next. 715-845-2155.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Consider waiting.
Welcome back to the program. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. This is Feedback. All right, 715-845-2155 is the phone number. Let us see now. Nope, didn't hold on through the break. Sorry about that. I knew I didn't know if you would or not. But if you want to be a part of the show, 715-845-2155. All right, let's jump into the bullying thing. Tom, I know this delves into a lot of personal issues. Were you ever bullied as a kid?
I was,
I'm not being joking about it. I was.
I was small and thin, and yes, yeah. there was bullying going on.
All right, like what? What happened to you, and what did you do about it?
In grade school, it was the usual playground stuff.
Yeah.
In high school, this is interesting because this went on for quite a while, and nothing was ever done about it. And it never happened to me, but it happened to some people I knew. The freshman at Wausau East High School back in those days, there were coat racks with hooks on them when you had to walk past to get from the school to the cafeteria.
Yeah.
All right? The seniors would take the freshmen, hang them on the coat racks by their belt loops.
Yeah.
They would also make them stand in garbage cans and recite poetry. Now,
okay, now see, I don't see
that. Is that bullying? Is that hazing?
That's hazing. And I think there is
that's okay in your mind?
Well, let me tell you, there's a difference between good natured hazing and rites of passage and bullying.
Being hung up on a coat rack by your belt loops as the rest of the student body walks past you when you're a freshman?
That's hazing.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. You know,
what did they do in your school? Make you take your pants down and sing the school song, or what?
I never had that happen. I never saw anything like that going on. I didn't.
Obviously, we didn't have social media back in those days.
Now, let me give you a different. Okay, so were you hung on a coat rack?
I never got hung on the coat racks, but yeah. I knew people who did.
Did you have to stand in the trash can?
There's actually a picture in the. In the school yearbook of a guy hanging on the coat racks. I mean, they allowed it to be printed in the school yearbook.
See, let's delve into the difference. Was the individual that got hung on the coat rack, were they hurt?
Well,
physically hurt?
Maybe not physically.
Okay, was there really any psychological damage that went along with it?
You'd have to ask them. I don't know.
You know, I mean, or is it like, hey, come on, Paul, let's pull you down from here. All right, we all know you.
You know, some of the bullying was from the faculty. I mean, there was bullying from the faculty.
Yeah, sure. All right, here's what happened to me. I would walk home from grade school. A handful of kids would, older kids, you know, I don't know how old I was, but grade school. Older kids, bigger than I was, would stop me, slap my books out of my hand, shove me, knock me down, punch me, and spit on me. That is bullying.
I never had anything like that.
That is bullying. That is mean. That does nothing. There's nothing humorous about it. Being hung up on a coat rack, made to stand in the, you know, in a trash can and recite poetry. There's humor related to that. Yes, it is not victimless humor. The individual being hung up on the coat rack or standing in the trash can. It's a little bit embarrassing. It's a little bit demeaning. But I would say it's not psychologically scarring.
It wasn't as psychologically scarring as swimming naked in gym class.
Yeah, now that, you know, that could be an entire show all on its own, is figuring what the heck was going on there.
Yeah.
Other than maybe your gym teachers were pervs. Other than that,
no,
I don't know.
I don't think that was the case. They were sadists in many ways, but I don't think they were pervs.
Mm. Okay.
It was just school policy.
Yeah, let's go with that. Anyway, as a result of the bullying that I had, to this day, there are things that if anything similar to that happens, I have a hair trigger with my temper, and will get very, very defensive and very agitated very, very quickly. And it's something that, you know, has been a long-term effect. That's bullying. Hazing, sure. I don't have a problem with hazing. Now, the case in Miami where the drum major was hazed and then beaten to death, that's ridiculous. That's not hazing. That's bullying. That is violence, and that is ridiculously dangerous. What I find disturbing is you don't have a group of individuals that are smart enough to know the difference, to know the difference between being, you know, kind of sarcastic and kind of playful and humorous and being dangerous and vindictive. That's the thing. All right, let's jump in the phones. Janet, we're going to go to you first. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Okay, two things here. Years ago when my son was over here in D.C. Everest High School, or the middle school, he, you know, academic, and he was in orchestra and, of course, chess club and et cetera, and he was teased by this one boy all the time about his, you know, what he did, you know, with the violin, and he wasn't in sports. So one day my kid finally got mad, and he shoved him in the hallway. Well, they called me up and said, I better have control over my son. He is, you know, he's a detriment here in school.
Right.
Well, okay, so we let that pass, but I thought, hey, come on. My kid took it as long as he could.
Sure.
Now, here a year ago, my granddaughter, now there again, I mean, she's a big girl. She was in a half-Indian school and white school. And, I mean, they teased her about her weight. And, of course, she because of her weight, you know, she wasn't too much into sports. Well, she finally got so mad, she said, Dad, I'm not going back to public school. So now she's at home. She's on, on the internet school.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
So anyways, I mean, those are two instances. And I think, you know, like years ago, they never talked about really bullying per se. But now they do, and I'm glad they do.
Gotcha. Thank you very much for calling in.
You know, that first one she talked about still goes on today. Look at Dominic Raiola, the center for the Detroit Lions, giving grief to the Badger marching band at the Packer game a few weeks ago.
Like I said, when I was in grade school, I was a big kid. I was fat. And the bullying that I got helped inspire me to lose weight and to become the svelte, manly, sexy figure that I am now.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Dan, you're next up. What's on your mind? Dan, you're there.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on Seth's comment, and I agree with him to an extent that some forms of hazing is humorous, but I don't believe you're in a position to determine how it affects somebody psychologically. You stop and think about the young man that's put on a hook and hung there every single day, and it happens just like that. When a bully finds somebody that they can take advantage of, they do it continually.
Okay, and Dan, that's a very good point. Hanging somebody up on by their belt loop once, that's hazing, it's funny, okay, ha-ha, move on. Finding somebody and picking them up and hanging them up on the belt loop every day, that's bullying. There's a difference, and that's part of the problem, is trying to find the difference between hazing and funny and bullying and mean. That's the real problem.
Why do you have to do any of it? Why do you have to take advantage of a position of power to annoy someone who is in a less of a position of power for your own amusement or the amusement of others?
Yeah, that's I hear the argument. I understand what you're saying. In a perfect world, it wouldn't be done. It wouldn't be done at all. But it does happen. What about Hell Week when you are getting ready to pledge a fraternity? You know, it's always been like, okay, you got to wear the bed sheet or run around the school naked. Military. A buddy of mine was saying that one of the rites of passage is if you were something, you got caught without a challenge coin or something like that, you had to do a shot, run around the bar naked, and then come in and buy everybody around. Well, is that hazing? Is that bullying? Is it funny? I personally think it's funny, but... where's the line drawn? Thanks for calling. What's your name?
This is still Dan. I was wasn't quite done.
Okay, Dan.
I wanted to address the other issue in the bullying when it is actually bullying. We got to quit addressing the effect and go back to the cause. The first line is the bully himself. Something has to happen there, but the primary cause is the parenting and the lack thereof.
Well, I think that has a lot to do with it, sure.
That starts at home.
I agree with you 100%. When we talked with Sheriff Grady Judd, one of the parents of a girl that was blatantly cyberbullying another girl, said, oh, my child could never do this. My child would never behave that way. It must have been somebody that hacked into her computer. Absolute, complete denial of reality when it comes to looking at responsibility of their own children.
That's exactly right, and the parents need to be held accountable for that.
I would go along with you on that one, sure. You bet.
Their children, they're under 18, they're in the parents' control, and if they can't control them, that's when the law needs to step in.
That's right.
I said what I needed. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dan, for not letting me get away with anything. All right, Kyle, you're next up. What's on your mind?
Talking about this bullying stuff.
Yes, sir.
The one thing these bullies need is to have the living snot beaten right out of them.
Well, there's a lot to say. Yeah, there's a lot about that. There is. There are times when physical aggression will end the bullying. But what if it escalates? The example I had. Finally, it had enough. I had in middle school got kind of mugged in one of the school bathrooms. Broke the guy's face. I hit him in the face so hard I separated the cartilage off of his nose. That was the end of me ever getting bullied. It ended.
Also, another thing, which I used, I threatened a lawsuit and to have someone arrested. And this is at work.
Yeah, bullying happens at work. Bullying happens in social environments. It's not just school. Social environments, work, it happens everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Kyle, for calling.
You know, it's always the movie and TV situation where the little kid being bullied all of a sudden stands up to the bully and pounds on him, like a Christmas story.
Christmas story.
Yeah, but it doesn't work that way. For most littler kids, if they tried to do that, they would get the snot beat out of them. So what does that accomplish?
Well,
sending you to the hospital.
And these are the things that the reason for the discussion. What are the ways that you handle this? There are times when talking your way out of it is the best way to go.
Many comedians say they learned comedy by doing that.
And it's very true. When we get back, we got to take a break, or we're going to run very, very late. When we come back, I'll tell you about my experience in middle school after the bathroom incident.
This is a topic that'll go the rest of the show because this is a hot button issue. There's no
the
question.
The DeGrazio brothers.
Ooh, they sound mean.
They were mean. And I mean mean. WSAU feedback. We'll be right back.
The news, talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.